I heard a recording when I was young, and I was just amazed at that instrument. What was it? It wasn't really a xylophone. It wasn't really a glockenspiel. I didn't know what it was, so I found out it was the steel drum, and I tried to make one in high school. That didn't turn out at all. So then I went off to college, and then I guess around 1999, 2000, I thought about it again. So I purchased one, and I was just amazed at how it makes that sound.
That's Vince Stout, born and raised and still residing in Wilmington, North Carolina. Vince often plays his major instrument, the double bass, but his other love is steel pan. After buying his first steel pan, Vince found a very distinguished mentor.
I researched and found the gentleman that I apprenticed under, Mr. Ellie Manette from Trinidad, who is one of the inventors of the instrument. So I apprenticed under him for a few years, learning about building and the tuning. And I never knew that it was such a complex instrument. One note will have the fundamental pitch and then partials or harmonics that exist in the metal. So that's why when you hear a steel drum, you hear that poing sound. You're hearing all those partials and harmonics that give it that springy bell sound.
Vince Stout doesn't just play steel pans, he makes them.
They're made out of 55-gallon oil drums. You hammer down the bottom part of the drum into a concave bowl. My neighbors love me. It's a very loud, noisy process, but I try to do my best for my neighbors.
Vince formed the steel pan group, the C-Pans, 17 years ago. Depending on the performance, the number of players can be 1 to 20, and there are different types of pans they can play. Four performers are playing at the kickoff of the North Carolina Jazz Festival. This quartet's performance is called Jazz a la Trinidad.
Some of the songs we do allude to more improvisation. We're going to keep it within the genre of the Latin, bossa nova, Caribbean rhythms, if you will.
This is Vince's first time performing at the North Carolina Jazz Festival, but not his first time attending. I asked him what he's particularly excited about.
Oh, just the talent that's brought in. I remember going to this festival in high school. It was a great time, and I'll never forget Milt Hinton, the legendary jazz bassist, was there, and he was doing this slap bass technique, probably some sort of Dixieland tune or something they were doing. And afterwards, I went up to him and kind of said, "Hello, Mr. Hinton. My name is Vince Stout. I'm a bass player as well. What were you doing earlier with that slap bass?" And he said, "Well, let's step outside." And I was like, oh, no, I messed up, you know. So he goes outside, doesn't say a word, and grabs a flagpole and starts simulating what he was doing on the upright bass. And he's, and there you go. Then I'm getting a lesson, a personal lesson. And I thought that was the greatest thing. Just a great man, legendary player in the field. And it was great to get his autograph, that's right, that I got that night.
You can ask Vince Stout and other performers for their autographs tonight through Saturday at the Wilmington Hilton Riverside. The C-Pans Quartet plays at 7:30 tonight in the ballroom. Find the whole jazz festival schedule at whqr.org.